Explorer. Available on broadband and mobile. MTN, Nigeria's number one 5G network. What are we doing today?
Dailies Today. Dailies Today. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are Nigeria Info 99.3. We're reaching you live from Etim Inyang Crescent, Victoria Island. Lagos, good morning to you. Welcome. Compliment of the season to everybody out there. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disso. Good morning. That's right. Merry Christmas in advance.
Right. So we're going to start by letting you know that you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Yes, you can. Drop your comment as we take the headlines one page after another. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us. Okay, let's start with the Vanguard newspaper, page 5. No price too big for peace in rivers. Fubara.
Did Fubara sign that agreement or not? How can we have such a situation that nobody can tell you for sure if he signed that agreement? Good morning, everybody. You're welcome to the unfolding drama that we have in our midst. Okay, so but this is the time. Fubara is the focus now. So who is Fubara? I don't think Fubara was ever a politician. What I get to know is that he was an accountant general, and Wike just decided. He said he bought his firm for him. Okay, he bought firms for everybody anyway. He bought his firm for him, and the rest is history. So Wike practically made him governor. So the question now to ask is, why in a political terrain do politicians now want to adopt this template that a top politician said to me was workable, but for different reasons? His own argument was that it's good for you to have, quote and unquote, a technocrat so that you can continue to take on the political side of things and so on and so forth. But I don't think that is the main reason. Why do politicians sometimes want a technocrat? Mm. It has been said in the backyard, those of us who are the back boys and watch the politicians play, that usually it's good for you to take your chief of staff or your chief accountant, as your successor, because it is guaranteed that he will not rat on you. Because if he rats on you, Ejoma Wallen, meaning that you both go down. One of the many theories. If you look at the pattern of politicians, that's the way it's gone in some cases. And then at some point, it usually backfires. So I have a funny feeling. I'd like somebody to tell me if all along Fubara, when he was accountant general, was attending political meetings, was attending ward meetings, that he does actually know the ropes. My suspicion is no. Mm. And plus the fact that usually strong men like that usually want some lapdog to do their bidding. Okay, so I mean that's a bit of a background of what's going on at the back of my head in this particular case. Now, Fubara cannot tell us, and he hasn't said specifically, if he signed that agreement or not. I mean, surely that why would you allow the controversy last this long? What is the feeling I get? The feeling I get is that Fubara was probably bullied. Now, when I say bully, I don't mean beaten. For people who don't understand the word, you can bully verbally, you can bully tactically. Hmm. It is possible that they opened the books. What's she away from?
Hmm.
Yes, it is possible. These are the things that happen, that come. Listen, behave yourself. And it is very, very rare in Nigeria that you will find somebody in the position of an accountant general of a state for 8 years that will not have questions to answer. Remember that in Nigeria today, governors usually give verbal instructions. I need 500 million, please make it available, and the governor turns his back. I'm not saying that's what happened there. I'm not saying this is what happens. Hey, call finance. We need to fund this party something. We need 1 billion. How do we get it? Go and sort it out. That one is carrying the can. So the way I look at the situation, so from the fact that he's not even a strong man in politics, and probably some books have been opened for him to see, you know, just would like you to read the first three chapters of this and so on and so forth. You're going to have a situation where he's not likely to be your strongest man. That's one part of the dice. The other part of the dice that concerns Rivers people and us as a people is, what is at the bottom of all this crisis that is shaking the country? What is at the bottom? One man's interest to remain in power. That's it. If tomorrow Wike says, I'm no longer interested in all these things, or he retires, or he goes on sabbatical for a 5-year professorship in the Faculty of Law in a university in Australia, all these crises will disappear. Another one might emerge, but this one will disappear. But at the back of his own interest is the larger interest of the APC. And the leader of the APC is the president. So when you see all that, you begin to ask yourself, where is the conscience of the people who are putting us through this turmoil? Where is their conscience? Tossing the law around, somebody has resigned from a party, they say, no, it should go back. A budget has been presented to say it should be represented. And they have turned the country into a game of snakes and ladders. You know? How on earth could anybody implement the so-called agreement without running foul of the law? And you know the law, the process of the law, if we were to go through all the processes needed, another 2 years or so, that state will be on lockdown. Because before you can even get those legally to get those who had whose seats have been vacant to get back, they have to go through election. And before you do all that, you can't even present this budget according to the agreement. So what is it in terms of hunger, in terms of abject poverty, you put a state filled with people, you put them on complete standby for about 2 years. But the most important factor, which I told Osa yesterday, you know, because people like Osa would just not leave me alone after work, keep coming at me. Ask Sheriff, I don't call him after work, unless I want to gossip, which is fair. I don't call him after work. Well, people like Osa, so they keep coming at me. What I told him is something I've always said here, that this crisis in Port Harcourt, in River State, if care is not taken, might be the nemesis of democracy in this country. Because people are waiting on the wings for a small window, legal or illegal, to passively in their head set themselves free from the poverty and the kind of governance they're going through. Who is responsible for the kind of governance is another story entirely. But a lot of people are uncomfortable. You heard the doctor yesterday talking about the price of drugs and what to do and so on and so forth. So I would say that the APC has to sacrifice its interests and the interests of Wiki so that peace may reign in River State. Remember, the French Revolution started because of the price of bread. The Arab Spring started because somebody was gunned down and didn't want to take bribe. And those two communities were never the same again. Our lawyers have spoken to us. There's a story here in the Daily Trust that says that Tinubu's intervention, it was a breach of constitution. And says, political solution cannot override law. We keep doing that. We just don't want to say doctrine of necessity. Doctrine of necessity. President's action is an insult to the Rivers people. Let us examine things properly. What was the basis of Wiki's so-called popularity in River State? Money! People he insulted in public, insulted their traditional rulers. Apart from the one he pointed finger at, the traditional rulers sat down and he said, how many of you are here with your staff of office? Traditional rulers. Abba. talk to anybody anyhow. But apparently he was able to use money to hold on to power. I saw Shag Musumi, somebody I admire so much. He had an interview with Shagun Okimbaloye. I watched that thing about three times because Shagun is very erudite, you know, well-spoken, and I like him a lot. And he was talking about the prowess of Wike. And in setting an example, he said, oh, they needed some money to pay some rent somewhere. They needed 500 million. Nobody could produce it. Ah, at the last moment, it was Wike that produced. He showed up the next morning. He had 150 million. He was paying producers. And so whilst it was going on, I was feeling, yes, 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 yes. And then I stopped. I said, wait a minute. Where's all that money coming from? Is it from his savings? Or is it from his inheritance? Most of us see the way a lot of these so-called power politicians demand. You remember the days of Mr. Fix-It. He fixed the party, he didn't fix the roads. Of blessed memory, may God have mercy on his soul. And we need to stop this habit, but we won't, because a lot of us, both in and out of politics, are all beneficiaries of these largesse. Look at what is happening now. Go and find out the FCT budget on media. They're trying to wrap us in. Bundles of adverts come in newspapers like that. You know, I saw some, I was happy for my colleagues, but I felt very sad for the people. And so in our own constituency, we have to be very careful. We should not be bought. We should not be bought. And I heard him boast on social media that these ones are unhappy because I have not reached out to them and so on and so forth. That's what it's all about. Don't let's bother ourselves. It's all about one man's interest that fits into another man's schedule. Because APC wants rivers for whatever reason in their calculations. So if you heard Chief Clark is about 92 or 93, and if you watch his press conference, some people had better think twice. Because Fubara apparently is Ijaw. And the Ijaw nation is a very strong component. Remember, they spread across all the states. Mm-hmm. It's a very strong component in river states. One has to be very, very careful. Fubara says that he will sacrifice peace. But in sacrificing peace, he should know that he is no longer Fubara sitting down there. He represents a very strong interest. I'm not saying he should be a rabble-rouser. But because if it is peace to offer people the opportunity to continue dig into the resources of the state, that's a piece of the graveyard. And that's not peace, that is complicity. So it's up to him. And it says also here there were protests, the PDP protests. The PDP has been a bit lily-livered in all this. I think they collapsed
Maybe it's safe to say that PDP doesn't actually have any structure in Rivers anymore.
Yes,
whatever they say at the national level would have no effect, no consequence.
I don't understand the principle, for God's sake. Must we be ready to do, if you want to leave the PDP, just leave it. You keep saying you're in the party, you worked against the party. For your selfish interest, you've been rewarded. You've been given some nice fish to fry. The FCT minister is a very, very strong. It is above all ministerial appointments. That much I can tell you. And 10 times bigger than the state governor. The president can't remove him because at the end of the day, the president thinks he will benefit from what Wike is doing. Because the whole thing is to take over the state. Politicians always plan for the next election. Heaven help us all. It's for the people to decide, but I keep saying, if care is not taken, the solutions to our problem might not be political.
Someone said yesterday that whatever happened the other day in Abuja has further complicated the political atmosphere in Rivers, and the person cited examples as to what you mentioned earlier, the Ijaw nation.
Oh, yes.
You know, that would feel like the upland in Rivers,
yes,
are holding on too tightly to the resources of the state,
yes,
as to the detriment of the riverine areas, and this will not go down well with them. I also learned that some citizens of Rivers, they went out and protest, you know, in support of the state governor, and they're looking at it from the angle of people feeling betrayed by the acceptance quotes now, quote, acceptance of the, because I've also heard from, you know, some quarters that the state governor didn't sign whatever that was.
But he hasn't said categorically whether
exactly.
He signed or not.
So nothing really, you know, categorically from nothing categorical from his own side, which is governor now. So nobody really knows his position at this point in time. And they're also asking those commissioners that resigned on their own, and most of them cited for personal reasons. And then this, whatever it is called, is saying that they should be reabsorbed into the cabinet of Fubara. And people are saying, so should any governor take those back? I mean, you already know that they resigned from your government, which means that apparently they can't be loyal to you. And how do you implement your promises, your,
Yeah, but apart from that, the resignation was most welcome by him. Now he can be his own man and choose his own commissioners.
No, but that thing that they signed said, you know, they need to come back.
Who signed?
Those people.
Those people. Yeah. Did the governor himself sign?
Yes, yes, we saw his signature there. Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, his signature is there.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
You know his signature.
Well, they will write the whatever office that they. So the governor.
Rivers. There
yeah.
is something going on. You see, politics and at that level is a very, very dangerous game. And a lot of things happen. You don't get to hear the true story till 25 years later. When whoever is looking over his shoulder is sure that all the personal people, they've all retired. History will tell us whether he actually did sign.
Why can't he say now that he didn't sign? Why? Because I feel that a lot of Rivers people are behind.
Why
him.
He can't say is embedded in this sentence. Listen, where he said something about peace reign will sacrifice for peace. That's
so
a very strong.
So he's admitting that he's going to take those people back.
Not let Ishi away from Sheriff. You know the way these things go now. Don't ask me which book.
I also know that.
Don't ask me which book.
No,
because from your mouth,
I
see you wanted to ask me. Could they have opened Acts chapter 1 verse 2?
I won't. I also know that to have a political future, because right now, if he's agreeing to whatever it is that they wrote in that two-page paper, he's agreeing to a political suicide, because it's never going to be. Even his people will not support him
again.
Let's
pay attention to what I said. In the very first instance, this man is not a politician. So all these things could be fed up. In fact, I see a man who is already tired.
Who is tired.
He wants to go home. You know, and I'm sure that he would have told one or two people that I think I will resign from this thing and go and enjoy my pension. Whatever. I'm not, you know, pension. Let's leave it safe at that. He's not into all this. It's like calling somebody from, it's like you take somebody quietly from some of the organizations here.
Yeah.
And you tell him to come and run the radio station and all the politics of OAPs and whatever. He'll be fed up. The man is not a politician. I suspect that the demands on him were overwhelming. That's what brought us to this crisis. I don't know all the dirty details. Want anything.
It must have been the demands.
Mm. It must have been the demand.
Must have been, yes.
You know, and people call it the Tinubu template. It doesn't work in all environments. Mm-mm. You saw what happened to Ambodena now.
Yeah. I honestly do think that he's going to get the treatment.
Yes. You saw what happened to Ambodena. And the gentleman here now, he played the game. He kept moving. He was like snake and ladders. Go up, come down. All he wanted was to be in the safe zone. And now that his godfathers have a bigger fish to fry, he can now get down to work. It's the same template. You know, it's the same everywhere. The demands that happened in Oyo State in the days of Adedibu, God bless his soul, my very good friend. Well, I was friends, you know, as a media person, you make friends with people, the good, the bad, you know. And when he told me that, when Ladoja came here, he didn't have any money. He saw me feeding people. He saw cows and everything. Did he think that? Is it too much for him to ask for? Was it 30% instead of? He asked directly. Oh, Baba is very crude. Didn't waste any time. So it's a recurring drama, and for as long as we have this so-called Godfather politics, remember what happened to Ngige. It just happened that Ngige is a very smart aleck. He escaped his own. Oh yeah.
Let's move on because look, this is about the biggest story in the country.
It's the biggest story, and it's quite irritating. And I will repeat again. Remember also, this thing is happening at a time of abject poverty.
That's right. That's right. Board.
So people's that's feelings. Right. I have no stake in River State,
exactly.
Whatever, but my body, my blood is boiling. It's because of the thing I gave you yesterday. That, did you still have it?
No.
That's what I said, let's... let's just go over that. But this second story is important.
Yes, let's take the second story here. It's on page 27 of the Vanguard newspaper. Sanwo-Olu restates commitment to rail transport.
Okay, so yesterday the bypass, you know, was and I wanted to make this even I wanted to make it some other time. We were cut short by time. That to be fair to the APC, they have made some significant improvements in Lagos State. I like to be fair to people. If you look at at a higher cost, if you look at it really, they, at least you can see that they have some kind of plan and it seems to be fitting into place slowly and whatever. The party needs to pay attention to the little things. They need to pay attention to the little and basic things, get those things to work, and probably will be a bit more comfortable with them. And they need to get their politics right. But you must give them some credit, you know, for some of the things. At a phenomenal cost, let us just put it safely to say, given our circumstances, because they are not the only ones complicit in some of the shenanigans that we hear. Our elite are also included, but they hide. Our elite are also included, but you have to give them, you know, some whatever, for and we thank them for the little things that they have done, because we must know the country that we live in. Otherwise, a bypass is absolutely nothing. I used to live in a place called London Bridge in the UK. Within a year or two, I always miss my way, because of development. But this is Africa, this is Nigeria, where we are supposed to thank up the people that we put in power for the little things that they do. But given, to be honest now, without being cynical, given the, you know, the, all the indices, because if you talk to some of them, you will find that it's not the party that is usually totally guilty. They have their own, it's our elites. Our elite, look at what is happening with the demolition going on, where some said have been, remember that the demolition is going on in the general good. When some ethnic coloration was brought into it, people like us stood up and fought to say, no, it's for the general good. Remember the poor people. It's for the general good. Now the elite have put so much pressure on the government, they now have to go to the negotiating table halfway through this. And I express my displeasure with this. But I understand. I hope the elites of this country, especially in this state, will not ruin this country eventually. Nigerians should know their friends. Lagosians should know their friends. And their enemies alike. Take note of what is going on. It's not going to be like this forever. So when the day of reckoning comes, you will know who to push forward. Ah, Sheriff, you're one of them, butter. No, it's true. But in spite of all this, I must give APC some level of kudos, you know. As the one in Yaba now is good to go. The Yaba area now has been opened up, and all those are good to go. And but we urge them to, in the first instance, before you go into some big campaign, whatever, this commodity, modern city, whatever, APC, go back to the drawing board and first of all, take charge of the basics. Clean environment, good schools. Don't jump ahead. I know Governor Mbode jumped ahead of everybody, and then hopefully now there's some reverse, because posterity will not be kind to him when we remember that monstrosity that he put at Oshodi at a colossal sum. That thing is obscene. Somebody should even demolish it. It's completely obscene. But kudos to the APC. Christmas, if I know where their chairman is, I'd like to go give him one of the turkeys that have been given to me, because as a Christmas gift. Do you believe that?
Believe which one now? The turkey?
Then I want to give my turkey to the chairman. The chairman, let me tell you how politicians go. But what do we talking for you, chairman? Ejeka wan kon fun. That's the way politicians think. The secretary say, chairman, the minister says he's bringing us a turkey. Ejeka wan kon fun for my God, lolly last one.
Okay, we have to pause here for today, right?
Oh, we did only two.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
I actually saw a program yesterday, you know, and they were only able, they lined up topics and everything, they were only able to treat this reverse story all through. They couldn't do anything.
It's a burning fire, and it's burning across the country. I remember the phrase that I used, that people think that they are in a hellhole and are looking for the tiniest light to exhale. If you understand Proverbs, you will understand what I'm talking about.
And there's a reason why people are dwelling on this story, because the impact across the political landscape is going to be...
It's nationwide. Yeah, the stations is nationwide.
Yeah,
it's front page, for example, even in the Daily Trust. You know.
All right, we have to go now. You're back with Diabomi at 9.
Inshallah.
Right. It's back to Kofi Bartels now on the Morning Crossfire, Lagos. Please stay here.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3